On the subject of fearing Allah, let us start by reading some verses from the Quran. Allah the Exalted says, "Me, you must fear." Chapter 2, verse 40. Indeed, the seizing of your Lord is severe. Chapter 85, verse 12. Such is the seizing of your Lord. When he seizes the evil-doing villages, his seizing is painful, stern. Indeed, for he who fears the punishment of the everlasting life, that is a sign. That is a day on which everyone who shall be assembled. That shall be a witness day. We shall not postpone it except until accounted term. When that day arrives, no soul shall speak except by his permission. Some shall be wretched and others happy. The wretched shall be cast into the fire, where they will moan and sigh, and they shall live forever, as long as the heavens and earth endure, and as your Lord wills. Indeed, your Lord accomplishes what he will. Chapter 11, verses 102 to 107. Allah warns you to be cautious of him. Chapter 3, verse 28. On that day, each man will flee from his brother, his mother, his father, his wife, and his children. Everyone on that day will have affairs to keep him occupied. Chapter 80, verses 34 to 37. O people, have fear of your Lord. The earthquake of the hour, it shall be a great thing. When that day comes, everyone that suckles shall forsake her suckling, and every carrier shall miscarry. And you shall see mankind drunk, although they are not drunk. Dreadful will be the punishment of Allah. Chapter 22, verses 1 to 2. And for he who fears a standing before his Lord, there are two gardens. Chapter 55, verse 46. They will go to one another, asking each other questions. When we were among our people, they will say, "We were ever fearful, but Allah has been gracious to us and has protected us from the punishment of the burning wind. Before, we were supplicating to him. He is the giving, the most merciful." Chapter 52, verses 25 to 28.